Today, tonight, world famous illusionist Riza is going to be on stage at the Midland Center for the Arts, known for his innovative and engaging performances. Not just a magician, but an entertainer. And it's at 7:30. If you want to know more about the performance and ticket sales, you visit MidlandCenter.org. MidlandCenter.org, that's 7:30 tonight at the Midland Center for the Arts. Bringing back the ice at Hoy Park, and the weather's perfect for that. And the first event is tomorrow, noon till 4, with the skating, of course, but also the sledding that's available, too, to enjoy. Skate rental is even available. Bringing back the ice, you'll find it featured tomorrow and next Saturday, both noon till 4. If you'd like to know more about the Bringing Back the Ice events at Hoyt Park, go to the Facebook page, Bringing Back the Ice. You just search it out on Facebook, and you will find the information that you need. Hey, speaking of some winter fun, in Midland tomorrow, the third annual Midland Midwinter Chill Cardboard Sled Races will take place at City Forest tomorrow from 1 till 4, and you'll find three groups of riders, 1 o'clock, the 8 and under, 2 o'clock, the 17 through 19-year-olds, and then at 3 o'clock, the 18 and older and family groups going. So from 1 till 4, lots of fun being had. The cardboard sled races at Midland City Forest, and awards even to be given out for the King of the Hill for each age division and best dressed and most spirited. Visit online cityofmidland.gov/chill, cityofmidland.gov/chill, and get more information on the cardboard sled racing tomorrow. Tomorrow there's a localized event when it comes to Right to Life, and it is a prayer vigil that will take place at 7 o'clock at the Bay County Building tomorrow, with Jim Barsha featured as the main speaker, your Bay County executive. This is being hosted by Bay County's Right to Life, and that is tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Bay County Building, 515 Center Avenue, right there on the front steps. Again, Jim Barsha, the Bay County executive, is the speaker with Bay County Right to Life tomorrow, 7 o'clock. A reminder on Saturday that God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill will once again feature those who are in need of clothing or household items, the food pantry, all free between 10 a.m. and noon, and there's no parameters. Anyone can visit God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill. This takes place inside the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, corner of Iva and Dice Roads, noon till 4. It happens every second and fourth Saturday of every month. You can always go online and find out more from the Facebook page for Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, to find out about God's Helping Hands. On Sunday night, at the State Theater, the band Roulette, a rock and improv show, will be on stage. Musicians and songs to be drawn from a hat and performed on the spot. Have fun, starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday with the band Roulette for the rock and improv show. StateTheaterBayCity.com, StateTheaterBayCity.com, theater with the R-E. At the Temple Theater on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the movie Clueless will be on the big screen. It's the Saginaw Silver Screen series, and 1 o'clock doors will open, 2 o'clock for the showing of Clueless. For information on that, it's TempleTheater.com, TempleTheater.com, theater with the R-E. On a Tuesday, it has been happening all month long, this month of January on Tuesdays. This coming Tuesday, a final Tuesday opportunity, because this Tuesday is the final Tuesday in January, you know. The Edgewood Assisted Living at Center and Gratiot, offering free coffee and donuts to seniors. This takes place between 10 and 11 a.m. It's drive-through, so enjoy. This Tuesday, senior citizens, free coffee and donuts from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Edgewood Assisted Living, Center and Gratiot Avenue in Saginaw. Coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday, we talked about the Midland Center for the Arts a moment ago. Another production that will take place. It is the stage performance of the Oscar-winning film An Officer and a Gentleman. Two performances taking place Tuesday and Wednesday, part of the Huntington Bank Broadway and Beyond series. Tickets are on sale now. Get the tickets. Get the information that you need. MidlandCenter.org. That's MidlandCenter.org. It's officially titled An Officer and a Gentleman, the musical. On Wednesday, the Ecumenical Food Pantry at the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw will once again be in operation. Every Wednesday between starting at 10 a.m. until supplies run out, and there's about 110 boxes each week given away of boxes of food and personal items. It's first come, first serve. The Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw on Wednesdays. That's the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, starting at 10 on the first come, first served basis. Hey, next Wednesday, January 26th through January 30th, Sunday, it's Zender's Snowfest. Yes, Snowfest in its full glory this year. No restrictions. All the snow and ice carvings and competitions, the warming tent, the activities, the entertainment, fireworks display. Head to Zenders.com or Snowfest on Facebook and find out more about how you can enjoy Snowfest next Wednesday through Sunday. And we'll be part WSW next Wednesday of a special broadcast on location from the warming tent at Zender's Snowfest. And a reminder that the Feathers and Fedoras event is coming up on Saturday, February 12th, this Roaring Twenties gala that benefits the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan to promote independent living for people with disabilities, with food and music and some casino gaming. A lot of fun to be had. Fun for a good cause. Feathers and Fedoras. To find out more information and to get tickets, you can go online to WSGW.com. You scroll down the homepage. We have a Feathers and Fedoras box. You click on that and find out what you need to know. It's Sunday, February 12th. Plan now to attend Feathers and Fedoras.